They would frolic and play. Now her kind, loving husband grew jealous, they say. To a cunning man, therefore, the farmer did go to be told whether he was a cuckold or no. The conjurer cried, "If my counsel you'll take, then tomorrow right pleasant good sport I will make. For I have a strong charm that will lock them all fast, and as pleasant a pipe that at every blast all that hears it shall caper and dance to and fro. And you'll find by this if you're cuckold or no. Go tell your kind wife you must ride out with speed, and you shall not return till the next day indeed. Now to keep yourself warm, take your cloak and your gown. There's an old hollow did comply, having told his sweet wife he must ride out of town. She began with a sorrowful sigh to look down, yet his back being turned, for her gallant she sent that all night they might revel in joys with content. Against the clerk's coming a capon she dressed, unto which they had humming march beer of the best. When the supper was ended, to bed they did hie, all the night in their wanton embraces to lie. But before the next morning the cunning man he by his charms brought about. The conjuring scholar got in by his skill, where he lay full as safe as a thief in a mill. In the piss pot he fixed such a charm at the last, that whoe'er touched the same should be sure to stick fast. Now the clerk to make water near morning did rise, then the piss pot was locked fast betwixt his two thighs. The farmer's far wife, she rose up in her shift for to help her deadlift. On his delicate dildle her right hand she got, with the left hand she seized on the side of the pot, where she tugged and she pulled till she made her arms ache, for she likewise stuck fast like a bear to a stake. In this sad distress, with her foot she did knock, then her daughter she straightway Just